This is Pulse 95. You're listening to the Morning Majlis podcast. Notes from the Emirate.
Notes from the Emirates. We've got a beautiful event to look forward to here in the Emirate of Sharjah. It is going to be the Lama event for families. Now, I personally went down to the event in the Archaeology Museum that happened a couple of months ago. Massive fan of it. And I'm really excited that they're going to have the first ever one for the holy month of Ramadan at the Sharjah Museum of Islamic Civilization. To talk to us about this event, we're very kindly joined this morning by our guest this morning. It is going to be Entasar from the Sharjah Islam Museum of Islamic Civilization, where she is the curator of the museum. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, everyone.
Really excited to talk to you about this. Now, first ever Ramadan edition of Lama. We believe it's kicking off on the 23rd of March. What's happening? What's being planned? What are the things that people can look forward to?
Yes, first of thing, it's a pleasure to be with you today. Thank you very much. And Sharjah Museum Authority is hosting the first ever Ramadan Lama family event. And it will be at Sharjah Museum of Islamic Civilization.
Amazing. Could you provide some examples of the educational workshops and cultural activities offered during this event?
Yes, it will be a lot of like different Ramadan decoration, like creating Ramadan themes, crafting prayer beads, learning the art of Islamic wrapping, and also designing charity boxes to inspire kindness and to know more about Islamic Islamic prayer beads or Ramadan lantern. The aim of this celebrating to give the spirit and the values of Ramadan, which is offering the many educational and cultural and entertaining activities.
I mean, it sounds really exciting, but is it kind of welcoming families? What kind of different age groups are you catering for, as well as people from different cultural backgrounds?
Yes, we are welcoming all the visitors, different type of categories. The game, the activities and the workshops, which one I mentioned, this is for the children from age 6 to 12. And there is also for the families, as they will have a chance to playing different traditional games, which represent different cultures, as Indian culture, as Egyptian culture, of course, Emirati culture also.
Amazing. Now, we do know that it's free entry to the museum, which is traditional.
April 14th. And really, it showcases a different kind of objects, which is represent the history of Islam and Arab and Indian civilization.
Amazing. Now, another question that a lot of people will be thinking is, okay, now we know that the weather is getting slightly warm in the evenings. Is it going to be outdoors? Is it all indoors? And is there going to be enough parking? Because I know that part of town gets very busy in the evenings. So what's being organized?
Definitely. The event, it will be outside the museum. It is in front of the building. And it's, as we say, it's a free for the museum. It's a free for all the visitors, for all the people enjoying the galleries, the objects there. And about the parking, it will be on the back side of the building. There is a big area for the parking for all the visitors.
And there's a diverse amount of restaurants, I believe, that are going to be on site. Definitely a fan favorite when we talk about food. Can you give us a bit of an insight of the different styles of food that are going to be showcased?
Yes. As I mentioned, we are representing a different culture, like Indian and Egyptian cultures. We are offering also a different type, testing different type of food, which will represent those countries. It will be, inshallah, within the event.
What's your final message to the public who are listening to you right now, and why should they attend this event?
We are inviting all the families and all the people to attend this first ever Ramadaniya event, because it really will give them chance for to be gathering as a family on a nice place, an educational and cultural places, enjoying their time, feeling a sense of Ramadan, and getting more things from our events and our museum.
Wow, it really does sound like an exciting time during the holy month of Ramadan. Well, Entisar, thank you very much for coming on the show and joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for you also.
And ladies and gentlemen, do know that we are talking about Ramadan Lama. And if you are interested, it's going to be hosted at the Sharjah Museum of Islamic Civilization from the 23rd of March until the 25th of March, from 9 p.m. in the evening, of course, until midnight. So definitely an exciting time.
This is Pulse 95. Tune in live every weekday from 7 a.m.